Today is Sunday the 15th of September, beginning the 24th week of Ordinary Time. John and Valerie Gera, with the Porter's Gate, sing Do With It What You Will.
Every day and every hour, do with it what you will. I lift it up, I lay it down at your table.
Today's reading is from the letter of James.
Do with it what you will. Do with it what you will.
What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith.
Today's reading may present a challenge, as James writes that faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. In what practical ways is your faith lived out with those around you? Imagine now that you invite Jesus into your everyday space. Your journey to work, your office, or the street where you live, for example. Take an imaginary walk with Jesus around this area. Talk with him about someone you are concerned about. Now, let Jesus speak to you about the people around you. Perhaps there's someone he would like you to help by offering love in a practical way. What might this be? Listen to the reading again, continuing to be with Jesus in this space. What or who comes to mind as you listen?
What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith."
Finally, end this prayer time in gratitude for God's abiding love and presence in your daily life. You might like to open your hands as a sign of your faith and your openness to the Lord's unexpected ways of working through you today. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.